All right, let's dive in. Today we're tackling HDPE.
Ooh, HDPE.
High-density polyethylene.
Yeah.
And its role in injection molding.
Yeah.
We're going to find out why it's so popular, what its limitations are,
okay,
and how it stacks up against other materials. So get ready, because HDPE is more versatile than you might think.
It really is. The properties of HDPE make it such a valuable material. Being able to withstand those harsh chemicals, it's strong, keeps its shape under pressure,
right,
and it's cost-effective. It's everywhere.
It is everywhere. Okay, so for those who aren't familiar with the world of plastics,
right,
can you give us a quick breakdown of what HDPE actually is,
yeah,
and how does injection molding fit into the picture?
So HDPE is a type of plastic.
Yeah.
It's known for being tough and durable, chemically resistant. I always think of it as the workhorse of the plastic family.
Yeah.
Injection molding basically uses these tiny HDPE pellets, melts them down at really high temperatures,
yeah,
like 180 to 230 degrees Celsius.
That's hot.
And then injects that molten plastic into a mold. As it cools, it hardens, takes the shape of the mold.
It's magic.
And then you've got milk jugs, pipes, car parts.
So much more than just milk jugs.
So much more.
And our sources really dive into the advantages of HDPE for injection molding.
Yeah.
One of the big ones is chemical resistance.
It's a big one. Think about all the products that have to hold things that could be corrosive, like cleaning products.
Mm.
HDPE can withstand acids, bases, even solvents without breaking down.
Oh, wow.
So it's a popular choice for containers that need to be in harsh environments.
So it's like the ultimate shield.
It is.
Against anything you can throw at it.
Very much.
But it's not just tough in that sense. HDPE is also known for its overall strength.
Yes, absolutely. Compared to its relative, LDPE, or low-density polyethylene, HDPE is a lot stronger and more rigid. And it can handle impacts,
right,
which is why it's used for things like shipping crates or pipes that have to be buried underground carrying water.
Makes sense.
And it can withstand all of that.
All of that without breaking the bank, though. Our sources emphasize how cost-effective HDPE is.
Yeah, and that's huge, especially when you think about large-scale production. You can make high-quality products without crazy costs.
Right.
It's a win-win.
And it's a win for everybody. It's tough. It's resilient. It's affordable.
Yeah.
It almost sounds too good to be true.
Oh.
Are there downsides to using HDPE?
Well, like with anything, there are limitations, right?
Yeah.
So while HDPE is strong,
yeah,
there are other plastics out there, like polypropylene.
Oh, okay.
That are even stronger. So if you need extreme strength, HDPE might not be the best choice.
Interesting.
You have to pick the right tool for the job, essentially.
Right. So it's not completely invincible.
No.
Is there anything else we should be aware of when it comes to HDPE's limits?
Yeah. So something to keep in mind is that HDPE can crack under stress, especially over time.
Interesting.
So engineers need to think about that, especially for products that are going to be exposed to tough conditions or need to last for a long time.
Right.
Sometimes they add things to help with this, but it's always something to consider.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Okay.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now let's compare HDPE to the competition,
mm-hmm,
specifically LDPE,
yeah,
and polypropylene, which are also used a lot in injection molding.
Yeah.
What are the key differences?
Okay.
And when would you choose one over the others?
So you really have to understand each material's strengths and weaknesses.
Of course.
We've already talked about HDPE being denser and stronger than LDPE.
Right.
Remember, HDPE is high-density polyethylene, so that means it's going to be more rigid, which is often what you want.
So if you need something to hold its shape really well, HDPE is the way to go.
Exactly.
But how about flexibility?
Yeah, so you might think that because HDPE is strong,
yeah,
it must be inflexible.
Right.
But actually, it strikes a good balance. It's tougher than LDPE, but it's got more flexibility than polypropylene. So sometimes you need that.
Okay.
And HDPE can provide that.
So it's adaptable.
It is.
What about heat resistance? How does HDPE handle that?
Well, if you're talking about extreme heat, polypropylene wins. HDPE can handle heat pretty well, but if you're dealing with really high temperatures, you gotta go polypropylene.
Polypropylene for the win.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked strength, flexibility, heat resistance, but what about the environmental impact?
Yeah, so HDPE scores pretty well there.
Okay, okay.
It's non-toxic, odorless, and this is important, recyclable.
That's important.
Which makes it a better choice for the environment than some other plastics, like PVC.
So HDPE is a friend to the consumer and the environment.
It is.
Okay, now let's get real world. Where do we actually encounter HDPE every day? What kinds of products is this stuff in?
You are surrounded by HDPE products.
I probably am.
Think about milk jugs, detergent bottles, shampoo bottles, all HDPE. That mix of strength, chemical resistance, and affordability, it's a perfect fit for those kinds of packaging.
It's the unsung hero of my grocery bags.
It really is.
What else? What other ways is HDPE being used?
Remember that strength and durability we talked about? Well, that makes it perfect for pipes, the ones that carry water and the ones that carry gas. It
Wow.
can handle the pressure, resist corrosion,
Yeah.
really reliable choice for infrastructure.
Wow. So it's literally running beneath our feet, keeping our cities working.
It is.
Any other surprising places we might find HDPE?
Agriculture.
Oh.
It's used in films that protect crops, irrigation systems, even greenhouse coverings. HDPE helps farmers out in so many ways.
It's amazing how versatile it is. It
Yeah,
really is everywhere.
it is.
I'm curious, though, what about actually making these products? We've talked injection molding,
Right.
but what about the molds themselves? What goes into designing a mold specifically for HDPE?
Oh, that's a great question. It's actually a complex process designing those molds. It involves a lot of different considerations to make sure that the final product is exactly what it needs to be.
So what are some of the key things you have to think about when you're designing a mold for HDPE?
Well, first up, you need to consider the cooling system. Remember, we're dealing with molten plastic, and it has to cool down evenly at the right speed to make sure the final product is strong and doesn't have any defects.
So you can't just pour it in and let it harden.
No.
There's science
It's a
involved.
lot of science.
I like it.
And then another important thing is the inlets.
What are those?
So those are the channels where the molten HDPE flows through to get into the mold,
Right.
and they have to be positioned just right, and they have to be the right size to make sure the final product doesn't have any imperfections.
Oh, I see.
If the mold isn't designed right, a lot can go wrong.
Makes sense.
And then there's the ejector mechanism. That's what pushes the finished product out of the mold once it's hardened.
Oh, okay.
And if that's not designed right, you could end up with damaged products, or you can't even get them out of the mold. So
Wow.
it's all really important.
It's incredible to think about all that detail that goes into making even simple plastic products.
It really is. It just highlights how ingenious materials, science, and manufacturing are. We rely on these processes every day, and we don't even realize it. And the amazing thing is, this is just the beginning. There's going to be even more innovation with HDPE and injection molding as technology keeps advancing.
That's a great point.
It is.
It's easy to take those everyday objects for granted,
Yeah.
but there's this whole world behind them.
A whole world. And it just highlights how much engineering and design goes into these everyday things, you know, like plastic products. And HDPE is a great example of how choosing the right material, you know, makes a difference for efficiency, cost,
Right.
even for the environment.
It's like a chain reaction.
It is.
Speaking of smart choices, we talked a bit about how to get HDPE ready for injection molding.
Right.
Can you walk us through that? Because you can't just toss pellets into a machine.
Oh, no, definitely not. It's like baking a cake. You need the right ingredients. You need the right prep to get a good result. And it's the same with HDPE and injection molding.
So what are some of those key steps in getting it ready?
So first, you got to start with high quality HDPE pellets.
Okay.
And consistency is so important here.
Right.
You need pellets that are uniform in size, shape, and composition. If there are any variations that can cause problems when you're molding, lead to imperfections in the final product.
So you got to start with a good foundation.
Exact.
You can't build a house on sand.
No, you can't. And even with a good foundation, you got to treat it right. One key step is drying those pellets thoroughly.
Okay.
So HDPE is what we call hygroscopic,
Hygroscopic.
which means it absorbs moisture from the air.
So it's like a sponge
Yeah.
soaking up the moisture.
Yeah, like a sponge. And if you don't remove that moisture
Yeah.
before you melt the pellets down, it can cause problems during injection molding.
Like what kind of problems?
You can get bubbles or weak spots
Yeah.
in your final product.
Right. You don't want a bubbly milk jug.
No, nobody wants that.
So how do you get rid of the moisture? How do you dry it out?
So they usually dry the HDPE pellets at a specific temperature, usually between 80 and 90 degrees Celsius, and that takes a few hours
Okay.
to get that moisture content down.
It's pretty precise.
It is. You got to have that control. And once they're dry,
Yeah.
you got to store them properly too. Keep them in a dry place, you know, with good ventilation so they don't soak up more moisture from the air.
protect those precious pellets.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Every step is important, from picking the right pellets to drying them and storing them right.
Makes sense.
It all makes a difference.
It's fascinating to see how much goes into making these products that we use every day and don't even think about.
I know, right?
Okay, so we've talked about how HDPE is better than LDPE and polypropylene in some ways.
Right.
But are there situations where HDPE is, like, the best choice, hands down? Like, when does it really shine?
Yeah, that's a great question. It comes down to knowing the little details of each material and knowing when HDPE's properties make it the perfect fit. So, for example, think about those big geomembrane.
Geomembranes now. Remind me what those are.
So those are those giant liners that they prevent contaminants from getting into the soil and groundwater. It's like a big barrier to keep those harmful substances contained.
Oh, okay. Like a giant trash bag for the environment.
Yeah, kind of like that. And HDPE is great for this because it's strong. It's resistant to all those chemicals.
Right.
And it can handle the weather, too.
Okay.
So it's holding back tons of waste and hazardous materials.
Well, that's a big responsibility.
It is. And right. HDPE is up for the job. Another area where it's great is in those pipes that have to resist corrosion.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
The ones that carry water
right.
and chemicals
yeah.
and natural gas. They're all under our cities, keeping things flowing.
Like the veins of a city.
Exactly.
So HDPE is saving the day in landfills and pipelines.
It is. It is. But it's not just for those big applications, though.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about packaging?
Yeah.
Well, it's used in so many different types of packaging.
Oh, wait.
From milk jugs and detergent bottles to those special containers they use for medicine and makeup.
To keep them safe and fresh.
Exactly.
So it's protecting our everyday stuff, too.
It is. It is. And it's not just functional. It's also, cost effective, which is important.
Yeah, especially these days.
It is. So HDPE is a good balance,
right.
Even though it's denser than LDPE.
Right.
It's still a good value in the long run because it lasts so long and it doesn't need a lot of maintenance.
It's good for the manufacturers, too.
It is. They're starting to see the value of HDPE.
Yeah.
Not just because it works well, but because it's good for their budget and it's good for the environment.
That's a win-win-win.
It is.
Okay. Now we have to talk about the elephant in the room. Recycling. You said HDPE is recyclable.
It is.
But what are the challenges with that?
So it's recyclable, but it's not without its challenges. One of the biggest is contamination. Like HDPE products, they touch other things like food residue or labels.
Right.
And if you don't get rid of those contaminants properly,
yeah.
they can mess up the quality of the recycled HDPE.
I see. So it's not as easy as just throwing your empty milk jug in the bin and hoping for the best.
No, no. There's a lot that happens behind the scenes to sort and clean it
right.
and process it. But the good news is there are some new recycling technologies
okay.
that are making it easier to recycle HDPE.
Okay.
Like there are some companies that use these advanced sorting systems now
okay.
that can tell the difference between different kinds of plastics, including HDPE, and they can separate them out really accurately.
Really?
So this helps make sure that the recycled HDPE is good quality.
Okay.
So you can use it to make new stuff.
That's exciting. So there's a lot of innovation happening.
There is.
That's good to hear.
And companies are always trying to make recycling better and find new ways to use recycled HDPE. And there's this idea of a circular economy, where you reuse and recycle materials as much as possible.
Right.
And HDPE is a big part of that.
It's good that it's part of the solution.
It is.
Now let's talk about the injection molding process itself.
Okay.
We've talked about HDPE.
Right.
But what about the machines, the techniques that they use to make these products?
Yeah. So the world of injection molding is really interesting. And yeah. the machines are always changing.
Oh, okay.
So there are all kinds of machines, okay. from small ones you can put on a table to these huge ones in factories.
Wow.
That make parts for cars and airplanes.
I can't even imagine.
And each machine is made for specific things, like different materials, oh, different yeah. mold sizes,
right.
different amounts of stuff you need to make.
Okay.
So, you know, it depends what you're making.
It's not one size fits all.
Nope. You got to pick the right machine for the job.
Yeah.
And the techniques they use are, they're really varied, too. There are lots of ways to do injection molding.
Right.
They're always trying to make it better, more efficient, you know, better quality, less expensive.
So they're always trying to improve it.
Always. Always. It's a really dynamic field.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is. Injection molding is all about making those complex products that we need,
Right.
but also trying to do it in a way that's good for the environment.
Sustainable. It's
Exactly.
a fascinating field.
It is.
Injection molding has come a long way. We've learned so much today about HDPE, how it's made, and all the ways we use it.
Yeah, it's been a great deep dive. And you know, we've only just scratched the surface. There's a whole lot more to discover about HDPE.
It really makes you think about the things we use every day.
Yeah.
Before we go, what's one surprising thing about HDPE that you think our listeners would find interesting?
That's a tough one. There are so many things. I think people are always surprised to learn how much HDPE is used in infrastructure. We talked about pipes, but it's also used for drainage systems, those barriers that prevent erosion, and even floating docks.
Oh, wow. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, it's quietly working all around us, making our world work.
So next time I'm by the water, I'll have to think about all that HDPE holding up the docks.
Exactly.
Well, on that note, I have one last question for our listeners. Given everything we've learned today about HDPE, what everyday product would you be most surprised to find out is made from it? Let us know on social media. And until next time, keep diving deep and stay curious.